You are listening to The Strategy Behind Branding Yourself, a podcast for those looking to tap into their passion, make an impact, and begin building a brand. My name is Precious Price, and I'll be your host. Thanks for joining. This is a very special episode that is near and dear to my heart. So it isn't one of the episodes that will particularly fall into the strategy behind branding yourself, but it still serves its purpose. It's one of my bonus episodes, and we'll be chatting about why your passion is not fulfilled. And this is because everything in your life will not fulfill your passion, but everything will serve your passion if you let it. Your passion is what causes any and all motion in your life, in your career, and in your relationships. But it can only cause that motion once you've clearly identified it. And if you haven't, I'd like you to pause this episode, hop back into the recent season, go to episode 3, and listen to how to find your passion. I cover 5 tactics and tips on how you can clearly identify your passion. So, what do I mean by everything will not fulfill your passion, but everything will serve your passion? So, I want to reference Newton's third law when explaining this. And it goes like this: for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. So let's say you're an executive assistant, maybe at some small-time firm, but you aspire to be a full-time entrepreneur who owns their own digital consulting agency. How do you get past being an executive assistant into being a full-time entrepreneur? How do you go from point A to point B? Well, it starts with your mindset. You have to understand that you are not just working your job. Your current job is working you. Let me explain. So, although this position isn't necessarily fulfilling your passion, it is serving your passion. Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines fulfill as to bring to completion or reality, to achieve or realize. Merriam-Webster Dictionary also defines serve as to perform duties or services for. So, your executive assistant position at this small-time firm may not be bringing you to complete reality or achievement in your goal of owning your own digital consulting agency. However, by performing those duties and the services within your role, you are then preparing yourself for that fulfillment that will come once you reach that full-time entrepreneur state. Your current position is ultimately preparing you for your desired position. This is through transferable skills, the contacts you're making, and the business knowledge that you're gaining. But if you always look at your current position as something you just need to get done, it'll never serve your passion, nor will it fulfill it. I want to let you in on a couple key insights if you feel that your current position isn't necessarily fulfilling your passion. And the first, and honestly the most important, is whatever you do, you have to be the best. Now, when I say this means putting 110% into everything that you're doing, because it's only when you put that 110% into your task, into your roles, into your current position, that you'll be able to really capitalize on those transferable skills, those business knowledge that you're gaining, as well as the contacts that you can make. You have to be the best, and you have to show those around you that you are willing to be the best, whether you're flipping burgers or driving Lyft or even working as that executive assistant at that small-time firm. You have to be the best. Now that we've gotten clear on the most important insight, now I want to tell you something that a lot of people don't necessarily want to do, especially when they feel like they are not in a place that they want to be. And that's nourishing the relationships that you currently have. This is at your workplace, in your circle, or even back when you go out to the gym. You have to nourish each and every relationship that you have, because you never know how this relationship is going to pay dividends to you in the future. And it's through these relationships that you'll receive those recommendations, you'll receive those reviews, and you'll receive information and insight in order to build your own business or even go into that dream position that you're looking to begin. But this won't happen until you really go out and try to get to know the people that you're currently surrounded with. And by nourishing these relationships, this includes taking them out for coffee, getting to know who they are outside of just their working position, whether it's your manager, your peer, or even an intern that's currently in the same office. Through nourishing those relationships, you are then planting the seed that you can then reap later on when you are in the position to take on your desired outcome and your desired role. Here's something you may or may not be doing, and that's keeping a running list of each and every major task that you complete in your current position, whether it's just a note or even in a large Excel spreadsheet. You have to keep track of everything that you're doing. Not only in a sense, excuse my French, to cover your own ass, but also so that you understand the progress that you're making and you have documentation of the transferable skills that you're gaining. So this includes documenting what you did, who you did it with, in ensuring that you write down any feedback that you received, whether verbal, written, or via email. And here's a bonus within a bonus. Each and every day, when you leave that position or that job where you're feeling completely unfulfilled and you feel like it isn't fulfilling or serving your passion, I want you to go home and revisit all of those tasks and feedback that you receive. I want you to reflect on your experience within this position and how that day's actions actually did feed your passion. What did you learn, and how can you bring it into your desired position and outcome? So as an executive assistant, how did you meet someone today or lead a meeting or lead an engagement that is then going to help you when you now own your own digital consulting agency? What I want to drive home here is that mindset is everything. That's the difference between the good and the great. And by getting clear on your mindset and your current position and understanding the stepping stones within your life, you will reach where you want to go. Of course, with the right amount of work. So let's bring it back to Newton's third law. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. So for every action or the energy that you put into your current position, you're going to get it back tenfold. If you are not putting the energy and the insight and the effort into the current position, even though you feel like it is not fulfilling your passion, though it is very well serving your passion, then you will not get anything back. But the moment that you put enough effort, enough energy, enough work into your current position, you'll receive back that energy, that effort, and that work that you're looking for to propel you into your next desired outcome and position.